This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and this is specifically the Bucks Bulletin Edition, which was the brainchild 3 years ago and is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are not only longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 28 Holiday Spectacular December 12th at Heritage Isles Golf Club in Tampa, but Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in when you are in need of legal assistance. Call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Remember, you also do not need to live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city of Florida, as Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. Thanks so much to Brandon Legal Group for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, as well as Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. My email for fantasy purposes is ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Starting with week three of this year, I only now respond to emails with second opinions on fantasy questions if you have the keyword for that particular week. This is week seven. The keyword is laces. Laces. Make sure it is in the subject line or early in the content of your email so I know you are an active fantasy podcast listener, and I will offer you a second opinion with what you're thinking with a lineup this week, with a roster situation, with a potential trade, or if you're doing something like I did after Dak Prescott went down, which was an outright fire sale to reboot your team and re-energize your interest in playing fantasy football in any particular league this season. I'm also always there to talk about my modernized standard scoring, why I think PPR is point for nothing and is outdated, my modernized kicker scoring, and why none of my leagues use a mandatory tight end. I'm always up to talk the logistics of modernizing fantasy football and having your scoring settings reflecting what you're actually seeing on the field. So again, the keyword is laces for week seven. Make sure you use laces. Isolate that word in your subject line or in the content of your email so I know you're an active listener, and send your emails to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. As of the time I'm taping this Bucks Bulletin, which is Thursday evening around 6 p.m., we have gotten word that the Bucks Raiders game will not be featured on NBC on Sunday Night Football because of the significance of that television contract and that NFL presence in primetime on Sunday night. The league could not risk a possible postponement of the Raiders-Bucks game to another day, so they shuffled some games around, and they moved the Seattle-Arizona game into primetime and moved the Bucks-Raiders temporarily to the late afternoon window, so the game will go off as a normal West Coast game would at 1 o'clock Las Vegas time, 4 o'clock East Coast time, that is, if the game is played. We have had some word that virtually the entire Raider offensive line has a COVID-19 designation, and there's the possibility that if the game is played, the Raiders would be without essentially all or most of their starting offensive linemen, which would kind of put them in the category of the current Dallas Cowboys, if you want to make a comparison to what the Raiders would ultimately be putting out there with reserve offensive linemen. So as best we know, let's give you a rundown position by position as it relates to the fantasy implications of Bucks and Raiders for week seven if the game is on. First of all, let's talk about quarterbacks. Tom Brady with a huge game in week six against the Green Bay Packers. Brady has been a back-end QB1. He continues to be that back-end QB1. He certainly didn't hurt himself with his performance against the Packers, and the Raider defense doesn't give you any reason to say, yeah, I don't want to play Brady this week. So if Brady was in your starting lineup last week and he was there, not because someone else, like say you had Russell Wilson last week and your backup was Tom Brady, so of course you're playing Tom Brady, unless it was a situation like that when you put Russell Wilson then back immediately back in your lineup because he's one of the top producers in fantasy football and a favorite for league MVP. Brady stays in your lineup this week. No reason to change. As far as Derek Carr is concerned, Carr's had a good year. He is essentially a backup quarterback type in fantasy football, or he's a QB2 in two quarterback leagues. He's been good value on DraftKings if you wanted to save money on the quarterback position. But considering what is going on with the Raider offensive line and the game the Buccaneers are coming off, with how they shut down literally Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones in the Packer offense that had Devontae Adams back off of bye week, you don't want to be playing Carr this week. You don't want to elevate him and suddenly thrust him into your lineup. And if he was your backup all along and say your starter is off this week for a bye, I'm trying to come up with one off the top of my head that might be off this week. It isn't a good spot for Carr this week, considering the offensive line situation, his lack of wide receivers, and also the way the Bucs defense played last week. Let's go to running back, where I just looked at the Patrick Daugherty rankings, which are very good on RotoWorld, and Daugherty has Ronald Jones as ranked sixth among all NFL running backs for week 7. The last 3 weeks, Ronald Jones leads the league in rushing by 60 yards. Yeah, even more than Derrick Henry. Now, granted, Henry had a bye week in there because of the Titans COVID stuff. But still, the last 3 weeks, based on just week 4, week 5, week 6 cumulative numbers, Ronald Jones leads all running backs by 60 yards rushing. Leonard Fournette was an interesting situation last week. It looked like he was going to go, and then he didn't go. There's some feeling this week that because Fournette is taking such a team-first attitude towards what's going on, that the Bucs might want to get Fournette a little more involved and show him that, hey, he's still a member of this team, could result in him vulturing a red zone series from a Ronald Jones. So if you're a Ronald Jones owner, just be prepared for that. You're definitely playing Ronald Jones this week, but be prepared for Fournette to be in the mix and potentially in the mix in the red zone for a series. As it relates to Josh Jacobs, again, I am a Josh Jacobs owner, much as I now, after my fire sale in one league, am a Ronald Jones owner. I love Jacobs' volume. That's why I drafted him. He's a workhorse back. He plays through everything. He's averaging about 24 touches a game. And look, this game has the potential to get away from the Raiders. That could hurt Jacobs' game flow. I'll be happy if he gets the 24 touches that he's averaging. I don't know that it's going to be a lot higher than that. The Bucs have gone from a 2.5-point favorite to as high as 4 at some books in Las Vegas. And with the problems with the offensive line, I'm not sitting Josh Jacobs. But I'm lowering my expectations for him this week, which is too bad, but it's a COVID situation with the offensive line, and obviously the Bucs are coming off a very strong defensive game. But I'm going to play him. I wouldn't play him in daily, but I own him in season long. I own him for the volume, and I think the volume could still be there. I'm not expecting a ceiling game, just hoping for some volume. And maybe he can get me the 10 points I always desire with my starters, which could be, look, here's a bad game for Josh Jacobs. Okay. 14 carries, 55 yards, 3 catches for 20 yards, but he gets a touchdown on the goal line, right? So I'm still getting my double-digit points, even though that would be an off game for him. All right, let's move to wide receiver, and I'm only going to deal with two on either side. Both Godwin and Evans look to be about as close to 100% as they've been all year for this particular game. Raiders, not a bad matchup for them or the Tom Brady-led passing offense. So owning Godwin and Evans is a good thing this week. Expect wide receiver. You're just starting them. I'm not going to split hairs on who's a wide receiver one, who's a wide receiver two. You may get upwards of, let's see, you may get upwards of 20 points out of one of them. You should get, I don't want to make this touchdown dependent. You should get a minimum of, and again, I'm not PPR in these numbers, but the yardage for the other one should be 70 and up. That's what I'm thinking for these two wide receivers. I think they're both a solid play this week. For the Raiders, I mean, just look at the Patrick Daugherty rankings. The highest ranking Raider wide receiver this week is Henry Ruggs at 44. That means there are 43 better wide receivers this week in the NFL in terms of Patrick Daugherty's weekly wide receiver rankings. That's not good. So Ruggs really isn't a play, and Hunter Renfro is down in Daugherty's rankings at 61. So those who invested in Hunter Renfro a few weeks ago, you haven't gotten a return on your investment, and perhaps you've even cut him by now. As a bargain daily play with a Ruggs or a Renfro, I get that. In season-long leagues, you're not playing either of those guys. At the tight end position, Darren Waller has the look this week of a top five tight end. He generally hits his floor. He hasn't had a lot of huge games recently, but there could be a number of checkdowns or design plays to Waller in this game, where if you're in a outdated mandatory tight end league and you own Waller, you're still playing him. I don't know that he's worth the price in daily, where I'd rather save money at the tight end position and go with someone a little lower on the board. I'd keep checking Jonnu Smith's status in Tennessee based on how Firkser put up big numbers in his absence last week as just one bargain option in daily. Gronkowski, the targets and the touches are up the last couple of weeks. You got to keep an eye on his status health-wise as it relates to, I believe, a shoulder injury. But if Gronk's playing in Vegas, he's going to want to put on a little bit of a show. And him and Brady, with their next connection for a score, move into fourth all-time. And you know Gronk would want to do that in Vegas. So I'd say Gronk is okay in season-long leagues with a mandatory tight end starter. If you're playing the way I recommend you play as a wide receiver tight end flex, Gronk is less of a play, but Waller still could be a play as a wide receiver tight end flex. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition is weekly throughout the season, and it is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them for a free consult. And remember, you need not ask what type of law they specialize in, and you also need not live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Email is ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Include the Week 7 keyword LACES in your email, subject line, or content of your email so I know you're an active podcast listener. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next time.